You are tuned in to Kids in the Pit.
Hey guys, it's Gabe from the Kids in the Pit podcast. Today I'm joined by Arthur Green from Living Sacrifice. Thanks for letting me interview you.
Yeah, you're welcome, man. Appreciate it.
So, what do you do in Living Sacrifice?
So, I am the bass player, and I do backup vocals.
Nice. So, what year did Living Sacrifice start, and how old were you?
Oh, my gosh. So, actually, Living Sacrifice started in 1998. I was probably... I'm sorry, 1989. I was probably... let me repeat that. Living Sacrifice started in 1989.
Yep.
And I was probably 14 or 15 years old at that point. I actually didn't join the band till 1999. So, the guys that actually started Living Sacrifice were Bruce, who is still in the band, and Lance, who is the drummer, and he is still in the band. DJ, he also started the band. He was at the festival. He did a song with us. And I believe Jason Truby was also there at that time.
Nice. So I haven't interviewed very many like bass players. I have a lot more guitarists I've interviewed than bass players.
Sure.
And that's cool because I played bass with my dad's band in Atlantic City because their bassist couldn't make it. So I just learned the whole set.
I have seen you playing bass and guitar, right? You play guitar too, right?
Yep. I play bass, guitar, drums, and I do vocals and a tiny bit of trumpet and trombone.
Yeah, I see you doing vocals a lot. So
yeah. The most common one is for me to sing with bands.
Yeah, I see you sing with bands a lot, and I mean I can't remember what all bands I've seen you play guitar and bass. I don't know if maybe mostly playing guitar. I saw you playing with a couple of bands on some tour, so I kind of keep up with you a little bit, you know.
Yep. Did you see the one at Furnace Fest? Blessed by a Broken Heart.
Oh yeah.
So I just went up to stage dive, and then he saw me singing along, so he just like gave me the mic. It was crazy.
Yeah, I'm sure Tony was pretty surprised to see a young kid singing his songs, you know, because those were pretty old songs.
He's awesome. I didn't expect that at all, but that was crazy that happened.
Yeah, it was fun.
Mm-hmm, it was awesome. And hopefully he'll do my podcast. He said he's gonna, so.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he will then. Yeah. He's a cool guy.
Yeah, he's awesome. So where's your band from, and do you all still live there?
So we are from Little Rock, Arkansas.
Oh, wow.
A couple of us still live here. You know, there's a lot of bands that have come from this area. Evanescence is from this area.
Oh, wow.
My other band that I used to play in, Esocaris, is from this area. There's The Wedding. They're from this area. There's some Face Down bands I know that were from here. But anyways, you know, Bruce, he lives in Nashville, our singer. And I live a little, I still live in, me and the drummer and our guitar player, Rocky, we also live in Arkansas. They still live in like the Little Rock area, but I kind of live more like towards the west. So, but yeah, it's cool. I love this place. Arkansas is a great place.
Yeah, it's cool. It looks really pretty in the background.
Yeah. Just
miles of trees.
Yeah, it's cheap to live here. You can buy land for cheap, so.
Yeah. So can you explain what the name of your band means?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so, you know, this question right here is a really big question. So Living Sacrifice to me, you know, what it means is the name actually comes from a scripture in the Bible, but to me it's a lot more than that, you know. It is these guys, myself, giving up our lives to do something more than who we are, you know. to be something more than maybe what we were, I guess, born in this world and people like, I don't know, there's a life that like you're kind of born into, and sometimes people choose not to like go from that life, you know, and they kind of live and it can be in poverty, maybe even wealth. You know, with Living Sacrifice, you know, we're a bunch of guys who were born again, gave our lives to Jesus, and that's kind of how we live. And you know, so it, you know, it's giving ourselves to, you know, taking care of others, putting others before ourselves, orphans and widows and those that are in need. So, you know, I think that Living Sacrifice, you know, it comes from the scripture Romans 12:1, which is to be a living sacrifice. So, you know, but yeah, I think it's a lot more than that scripture, I'm really glad, and it's a pleasure to be a part of it. So,
yeah, that's cool. So do you have a favorite Living Sacrifice song to play, and what song do you suggest people not familiar with the band look up?
So my favorite song probably is Blood Work. There's a lot going on in that song, and I would probably say if someone was going to listen to a song that we had to sort of get to know us, I would say the same song, Blood Work. It's a killer song.
Yeah. I'll listen to it, I guess. After
yeah.
The podcast, I'll check out Blood
Work. Yeah, it's very percussive, so.
Nice. So you guys just played Furnace Fest. How was your overall Furnace Fest experience, and what was your favorite set that another band played?
So I love Furnace Fest. You know, I've been doing Furnace Fest since back in the early 2000s. I played there with my other band, Esocaris, and I also played with Living Sacrifice back there in the early 2000s before they stopped doing Furnace Fest. So, you know, being a part of Furnace Fest and playing it, you know, it's like family to me. I really enjoy being there. And this, the last, you know, that we did this year and the year before, and I love it. The people are just amazing, and just seeing all our friends that we don't get to see normally. As far as like my favorite band, oh my gosh, man, do I have to have one?
You can have multiple.
So I really, you know, if I was going to say, if there was like a really killer set, it would probably be Haste of the Day. Haste of the Day had an amazing set. I loved Hope's Fall. Yeah. I just, this, you know, Hope's Fall this year, they just really killed it. I just loved their set. I was really glad. And, you know, the set that you sang on with Blessed by a Broken Heart, I thought that was amazing. They did great. I haven't seen those guys in a very long time. And to just watch them, you know, because I love their style of music, you know. So, but, you know, another one of my really favorite things was to see Trenches, because I've never seen them live. And to see Jimmy and that band perform was just, it was a huge treat for me.
Yeah. Also, one of the things about Blessed by a Broken Heart is, like, their guitar, I don't know their names, but one of their guitarists, he was on stage right, so if you're watching, it'd be on your left.
Yeah.
He was crazy. He could do sweep pick. He was whammy. He was doing whammy bar stuff. He was crazy.
Have you seen his Instagram?
No.
He is a genius. That guy is amazing. You'll have to check out his Instagram. He is so good.
All right. So yeah, this is my only second Furnace Fest, but it's definitely been my favorite weekend of the year.
Awesome.
Yep, it's awesome. So what was the first punk, hardcore, or metal show you attended, and how old were you?
So I think I was 14 or 15, and it was I grew up in, like, my town had a really good DIY scene back in the like late 80s, early 90s. And so I really went to a lot of DIY shows, and probably I think my first show was this band called Tattered Remnants and Empty Room. This was a punk show, and I'd never been to any of those shows before. It was like my first time. And I was in an old, like, rundown Toys R Us building. And I remember walking in, and there was all these like just punks, you know, with mohawks, red mohawks and leather jackets. And I mean, there was this like this circle pit going, and I had never seen any of that before, you know. I just listened to the music. And so that was a really awesome moment for me to see that show. It really changed. It actually really changed my life, honestly. I mean, I started going to shows after that, like just continuously every weekend. Got into a band called Secure Core, which was a punk band. We played, you know, stuff by Dead Kennedys, and we had our own songs. Then I just, you know, after that, I would just be in one punk band to another punk band. And, but yeah, that was Empty Room and Tattered Remnants. That was my first punk show.
Nice. What year was that?
Man, good Lord. I think it was 89. 89. I think it was 89.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yep. So what are some of your favorite bands to listen to recorded, and what are some of your favorite bands to see live?
So probably some of my favorite bands to listen to recorded are pretty not, you know, different than what most people are might interview. But like, I really love Fugazi. Really fun band for me. I like Radiohead a lot. I think they're just amazing musicians. Interestingly, I like a little bit of country. So I listen to like Ryan Bingham and Whiskey Myers. As far as like watching the show, some of my favorite shows I get to see live, especially from Furnace Fest, was Youth of Today. Like, I grew up listening to that band. I grew up listening to Shelter and Judge, and to see those bands play live was like a dream come true for me, because I thought I'd never see those bands ever, you know. So because, you know, I was young when they were around, and then they broke up. I kind of went on and lived my life, and I just thought, man, I'll never see those. And just to see those bands was just like a huge, amazing moment for me. So you know, seeing those guys was really fun. If I'm going to say like, hey, you know, who's my favorite live band to see? Golly, man, that's interesting. So Weezer is a fun, awesome band to watch live. They are fun to watch live. So,
yep. Also, speaking of Youth Today, I think Purcell from Judge and Youth Today is going to be on here.
Oh, nice.
I also got him to sign my Judge trading card and Gorilla Biscuit. You know how Civ made a book?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got him to sign that.
Dude, that is awesome. Well, if they're going to be on here, you tell them that they are some of my favorite guys growing up. And I was, you know, always watching them as a bass player, a young bass player. I just always looked up to those guys. So, yeah, you tell them I said hi.
Yep. He also wrote Straight Edge, and he also wrote Go Straight Edge and Vegetarian in the book when he signed that.
Nice. So, that's cool. I was actually vegan for 4 years back in the day as well. So, yeah, that was an interesting phase of my life. But I loved it. I learned a lot being vegan. So,
yeah. So what is your favorite place you've toured in, and what's the most obscure place you've toured in?
So my favorite place I've toured would probably be, before Living Sacrifice, I was in this band called Esocaris. It was Corey Brandon. He sings for Norma Jean. He was also in that band. And we did a 2-week tour with Blindside in Europe. So we went from Sweden to Holland. And so we went through like Denmark and Belgium. I can't remember some of the other places we stopped, but that was one of my favorite tours, just because it was my first time in Europe. I just loved just the experience of being over in Europe and doing that tour. Because the people are really different and they're nice. They really, really appreciate music in Europe. As far as being obscure, man, that is a good one. I don't know what would be the most obscure show I've ever played. What do you, so when you say obscure, what do you mean exactly?
I mean, like, something that bands usually wouldn't play. So maybe something, like, off the beaten path, like, Indonesia, Malaysia,
okay,
Thailand,
okay.
Somewhere in South America or Africa.
Yeah. I really, you know, we went to Costa Rica. It's been quite a few years back, and that was awesome. And if I could ever go back and play there again, that'd be really fun. We actually did some like we stayed there for an extra day or two, and we like camped out on the beach in like some tree huts. It was cool.
I really want to go to Costa Rica because they have tons of monkeys, which are really cool, and they're just walking around. They're just
monkeys. That's awesome.
And you could
Beth.
And there's small ones, there's big ones. There's also things called howler monkeys.
Yep.
They sound like pig metal, like, you know, like they'll
yeah.
We'll do like those. And
yeah.
Also I interviewed you know the band Avail?
Who is it?
Avail.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yep. So I interviewed Bo, and he lives in Costa Rica. And his kid's school has a skate park in it.
Nice. I didn't know that.
Recess in a skate park, lucky.
That is cool. That would be. I would have loved that growing up.
Yep. So, what is your favorite type of food from another country?
So, if I was going to pick another country, you know, I actually went to Italy. So, we played in Germany about 5 years ago. And we also played in like near Amsterdam, and me and my wife actually decided to take a drive in around Italy for a couple of weeks. And so I love the food there. Real Italian food from Italy is the best, and it's cheap and it's fresh. It was just so good. So I'd have to say Italy.
Yeah. So I am like mostly Italian. I think I'm like, I don't know, probably. Yeah, so I think like 12% Italian.
Yeah.
So half of a quarter, so 1/8.
Nice. Have you been there yet?
No, I haven't been able to go to Italy yet, but I want to. It looks really cool, and the food is amazing. I know Italian food is great.
Well, if you get to go there before your actual band starts touring Europe, you'll enjoy it.
Yeah, Italy's awesome. So what was your favorite TV show or movie when you were my age?
Okay, so I had to think about this one too. So I'd probably say a TV show that I watched a lot was called Who's the Boss? Mainly because there was a chick in it named Alyssa Milano, and that was why I watched that show. She was freaking awesome.
Okay. do you have kids? If so, how old are they? And what do they think of you being in a band?
So, okay, I do. I have an 8-year-old and I have an 11-year-old. And what's that?
Sorry, I'm 11 and my brother's 9, so that's very close.
Oh, you're 11? Man, I thought you were older than that. That's awesome. Yeah, yeah, you know, my son also plays drums. My 11-year-old plays drums, and he's actually a real good, he's a natural at it. So I had no idea he's going to get into drums. My 8-year-old plays guitar. They both think that me being in the band is pretty awesome, but they don't necessarily like to go to like concerts and stuff. They get kind of bored pretty quickly. But they do like seeing me play. So they'll come to like see me play. They're awesome, dude. I don't know if they're going to end up doing anything with music. I've never really like told them, hey guys, you should pick up an instrument.
Yeah.
But if they did, that's cool, you know?
Yep. You guys should start a band because drums, guitar, and bass.
I know.
You can sing and play bass.
I know. I'll be like this old guy in a wheelchair, like playing bass for them.
When they're like 30. So would you rather be able to fly in the sky or breathe underwater?
I think I'd rather
oh, and also,
fly in the sky.
Yep. But also, if you can breathe underwater, you know how, like, if you go too deep, pressure will really hurt your ears?
Yeah.
Yep. It won't hurt your ears if you choose breathing underwater.
You know, I watch a lot of like movies about like the deep, like thriller movie, like thrillers, like scary movies. But I don't know. I think I'd rather fly. Flying just sounds awesome to me.
I'm not sure which one I'd choose. They both sound really cool.
They both sound really cool.
And also, if you want to go to Italy or something like Italy, Japan, anywhere, you don't need an airplane. You don't need tickets. You can just nope.
Yeah, I don't want to take my chances in the water because I could probably get eaten.
Yeah, true. But you could live underwater and just have like you could make a house down there.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
And you could win breath holding contests underwater. Yep. Okay. So if you could tell your 11-year-old self anything at all, what would you tell him?
Man, that's a tough one. I think that I would tell my 11-year-old self to have a lot of fun. Don't listen to all the negative noise around you. Pursue your passion and just give it all you got. Like, you know, and I'd probably also tell my 11-year-old self to listen to my home ec teacher in the 11th grade when I got to the 11th grade and to take the money that she told me to get and invest it into Walmart. I would definitely tell my 11-year-old self that. But, you know, growing up, I had a lot of people that kind of weren't as like super supportive about me playing music or, you know, kind of they had their dreams about what they thought I should be. So I just, you know, I tried to do my own thing and, but even still, it was tough, you know? So, yeah, I think that's the stuff I would tell myself at 11.
Well, good advice. So, anything to add before we wrap it up?
No, man, I think this has been a great interview. This has been awesome.
Yeah. Well, thanks to Arthur for joining me today. And thanks to all of you for watching and listening. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on Spotify and other streaming platforms. Until next week, bye.
Thanks.
Nice.